We check in with our friends over there at Max Abilities of York County here once a month on Palmetto Mornings. We have Michelle Schaefer. And Michelle, you brought a whole gaggle of friends.
You sure
I brought the Christmas cheer this morning.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. So you brought along a lady named Kelly Powell. And Kelly, we'll have you, when you introduce yourself a little later, the connection's there. And you also brought along two fine fellas, Stephen and Johnny. And they're going to give us a special message at the end of this interview.
They are. They are decked right. out in their Christmas attire, and they're ready to roll.
Well, speaking of being decked out, you all were all decked out over there at Max Abilities, still are, by the way, for your 8th annual Christmas Lights Contest.
We are. We wanted to, several years ago, make sure that all of our folks that live in all 27 of our facilities across the county really got into the Christmas spirit. You know, there's nothing more fun than to ride through a neighborhood and see pretty lights and blown up decorations. And, you know, some folks, you know, do very classy things and other folks just go Griswold, you know. And we wanted to see what we did. So we started a program where every year we seeded it with $100 and every year we add $100 to everybody's ability to blow their decorations out every year. So it's been a lot of fun to watch it grow over the years. And it's become quite a friendly competition between our programs. And all of that for a plaque and a pizza party.
Hey, who does
That's
it?
That's what the winners get. But the rules are basically everybody that lives in the house has to participate in the decoration so that we're making sure that it's a fun event that everybody's involved with. And it just kind of kicks off our holiday season in a fun way. And we bring our board into it. So basically we set it up where we kick it off right around Thanksgiving. They give about a week. We gave them a little less time because we wanted to announce the winner here on the radio.
Oh,
cool.
So nobody in our agency knows who won yet, except for the folks who were sitting here. And we do round one where our administrative staff go out and we look at the houses and we winnow it down to 3 or 4 or 5 finalists. It depends on how, you know, it's hard when you see all these really great things. So we had 4 finalists this year. And then once we develop that, we get our board involved and they go out and view the finalist and then they submit their votes into me and then the majority rules. So we are very excited to announce today.
Okay, we'll do a drum roll.
Here we go.
That our 2024 decorating contest winner is our St. Paul residents.
Yay!
Yay!
And they did a great job. They had decorations all over the yard, all over the house.
Got some pictures.
We couldn't even put it in lots of pictures. There are about 6 pictures to capture everything that they did. But we have pictures of the fellas doing the decorations, putting the lights out. You'll notice the door has a mural over it, and they did that. And so we're so excited to be able to share, you know, some of their handiwork with our friends in Rock Hill today. We have a plaque that we'll have posted at St. Paul. So I'll give this to Kelly. Look, this is a moment. We're going to pass it on.
Oh, and with that being said, we're going to bring in Kelly Powell. She is the house manager for the St. Paul Community Training Home. Kelly, congratulations,
Thank
friend.
You.
Job well done.
The guys did a great job.
So what was the approach for you all?
Well, we talked about what we wanted to do and kind of a theme. So we stuck kind of with the snowman theme and stuff. And even that 4-foot snowman, Stephen named them all for each of the guys at the house.
Oh,
so each
yeah.
of the snowman has a name. And just kind of stuck with that. And then just spread it all out through the yard as much as we could with lights and bushes covered and everything that we could think
of. Well, Kelly, I know we have 2 of the guys here with us. We have Johnny and Steve. And then who are the other two? Who are the other 2 snowmen?
Tab and Sean.
All right. Tab and Sean. So congratulations to them.
Kelly, what do you want our audience to know about the St. Paul Community Training Home? She's speechless.
I love my job and I love the guys and just Max Ability is an amazing place to work for. It's just touches your heart every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Oh, it's fantastic. So you could take them on all kind of adventures throughout the year?
Oh, yeah. They're going to Grinch Night tonight.
Oh, what is that?
At Miracle Park.
Oh, great. And then, that's all you have to stop being. Okay. Yeah. And then, he just invited us. Uh-huh. We will go.
And then, I mean, they go out to dinner. They're going to the singing Christmas tree. Oh. I mean, a lot of Christmas stuff. But during the year, they're doing all kind of things and different activities. We try to keep them busy. And stuff like that, just like we would do.
How amazing. And Kelly, before we toss it over to these two special guys, you do have a special connection to our community here. Your dad.
Your dad.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Dennis Partlow. Oh. So, been around a while.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah, he catered so many of our dinners over the last decade or so. And his barbecue is some of the best around.
And his
been
hash.
On the radio, announced yeah. games.
That's yeah. right.
From football to basketball.
And his hash. We don't want to forget about his hash.
Right? His hash
is so good.
Gosh. Well, we love when we can make the connection there. Yes. Well, again, you've got four gentlemen that live in your Saypaw Community Training Home.
Yes, sir.
Two of the four are here. We have Stephen and Johnny. So, Michelle, you're going to slide that microphone over in front of these gentlemen. And guys, on the count of three, I think you want to give a very special message to our audience. Ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
Aw.
Yay.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, good job, great. Johnny.
Well, Merry Christmas. Congratulations. You get a pizza party and your name on this plaque. It'll go down in history.
Have they won before? Are they first timers?
They won the very first year. We had a three-way tie. We were not very good at winnowing it down to one winner.
Okay. Well, they're bringing it home. Yeah. They're bringing it back home, right, Steve? Uh-huh. All right.
Well, congratulations to you, Stephen, and Johnny, and the two other guys there in the Saypaw Community Training Home. Kelly Powell is the house manager for that home, and Michelle Schaefer is the executive director for Max Abilities. Thank you all very much. Y'all have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.